there was a terrible gig at the Gold Dollar. And this is way too long of a story for me to even get into, but I'll just say that we showed up, and I won't say any names here, but the person who had booked us in there, who was promoting it, came over and said, "Well, I know you guys, I know we gave you a guarantee, but we can't meet the guarantee." And so there was a band meeting. It's like, what should we do? And I said, "This is not the first time this guy shafted us. Let's pack up our gear and leave and just stick it to him." And I can remember this phrase, like I just heard it 5 seconds ago. Martin said, "Jerry, you always have two-bit solutions." And I just barked back at him, "Yeah, well, a two-bit solution for a two-bit problem." And so we did the gig anyhow. And again, I won't get into too many of the details, but it ended up in a fist fight. And that started on stage and that went into the back. And Ralph Kaczarski, a really good sax player, was sitting in with us that night, and he had his saxes and a couple of kungas on the stage. And thankfully, it was a very short stage. It was only a couple feet high, because the fist fight actually ended with one of the guys tackling another, and they went flying off the stage, and Ralph Kaczarski's equipment went flying all over the place. And Jim attempted to insert himself among the pugilists, and one of whom, not realizing that it was Jim, hauled off and punched, and he ended up punching Jim in the forehead, to the extent that when they couldn't revive him because he was drunk and he was on I don't know what else, and they couldn't revive him, and he was taken out on an EMS stretcher, and we didn't know if he was going to live or die because they couldn't revive him. And he had a knot on his forehead that looked like there was a third of a baseball sticking out of his forehead. And at any rate, at the end of that night, Dan just said, "That's it. I've had it. I'm out of here. I'm done. I can't take this shit anymore." And so he left the band, and that's when Larry joined us on keyboards. And we stayed together as Retro until the following March. And I can't say exactly when the Gold Dollar incident occurred, but I would say that it was sometime in the late summer or early autumn of 81.